Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
All right, welcome back. Shane Smith back with you live here at Panther Arena here on the campus of Cabot High School in Cabot, Arkansas, as we get ready to start the second quarter here on Classic Hits 101.7 here in the girls' title game. Cabot leading 8-7. And here's Anna Wilson. She'll take a three, and it is good. Anna Wilson from downtown, and it is now 11-7. So after Mountain Home claws to within one, Cabot gets the lead back up to four at 11-7. Kate Gilbert with the basketball. Gilbert drives, lays it up. No good, but Kate will go to the free throw line, and that young lady has been very fearless in driving to the basket. And looks like the foul is going to be on Davis, and Kate Gilbert at the line for two free throws. And Gilbert makes the first free throw. Gilbert has spent a lot of time at the free throw line already tonight. Second free throw for Miss Gilbert. And this one in and out, no good, but Foreman with the offensive rebound and a stick back. Lieutenant Grace Foreman has gotten two big offensive rebounds, and it is once again a one-point lead for Cabot. Here's Wilson inside, shot good, and in the ball game is Paige Siegler, and Siegler with the basket. And it is now 13-10 with 7:13 to play in the first half. Gilbert with the basketball. Now to Foreman. Foreman wants the drive. Up and under, shot no good, fights for the rebound, and it will go out of bounds. It will go to Cabot. 7:01 to play as Addison Yates will check back in the ball game. And looks like Penn is going to take a seat. So here comes Davis. Now to Jemerson. Jemerson. Back over to Jaina Davis. 6:50 to play in the first half. Now here's Wilson. Wilson picks up her dribble. Back to Jemerson. Cross court over to Davis. Davis now picks up her dribble. Now gets it back to Jemerson. Jemerson drives, lays it up and in. Deja Jemerson now with four. And it is now 15-10, the lead back to five for the Lady Panthers. 6:22 to play in the first half. Kate Gilbert with the basketball. Gilbert now to Peyton Husky. Now to Yates. Yates drives, lays it up, and in. Addison Yates makes it a 15-12 ball game. Mountain Home hanging around. Here's Jaina Davis into the front court. Davis, top of the key. Now outside to Jemerson. Jemerson now out to, looks like Streisner. Now to Wilson. And now Davis picks up her dribble. She's trapped on the baseline, gets it to Jemerson. Now Jemerson back to Brooklyn Streisner. 5:32 to play in the first half. 15-12 is your score. Here's Davis. Now the Jemerson. She'll take the three. No good. And the rebound comes down to Emily Payne. Oh, and they're going to call Payne for a double dribble. I'm not sure about that one, ladies and gentlemen. But either way, I'm not in the striped shirt. And Dale Leonard not happy about that one. And he's getting an explanation from one of the officials. That's a tough break because Mountain Home had the rebound. As Jemerson will check out, and Paige Siegler will check back in. Also, Izzy Arnold will check back in. And now here's Wilson. And now that's going to be a foul on Cabot. And that's going to go on Siegler. And that is the 16th foul on the Lady Panthers, so the next one will put Mountain Home on the line, at least for the 1-1. 5:08 to play in the first half. Mountain Home trailing by 3, 15-12. Husky now over to Cade Gilbert. Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert inside the Foreman. Foreman drives, puts up the shot. No good. Fights for the rebound. And Siegler comes up with it for the Lady Panthers. Here comes Izzy Arnold into the front court for Cabot. Arnold, top of the key. Now over to Streisner. Streisner pulls up, 15-footer, no good. Rebound comes down to Cade Gilbert. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. She'll drive, and they're going to call a player control foul on Cade Gilbert. So 4:26 to play, and neither team really able to get much momentum on offense. And now checking into the ball game for the first time is Ashlyn Ball. So here comes Izzy Arnold into the front court. Here's Arnold, guarded by Husky. Husky almost got the steal. Here's the pull up. Yes. Izzy Arnold with 6, 17-12. Five-point lead for the Lady Panthers. Husky with the basketball. Oh, and Husky turned the ball over. Very aggressive defense by Izzy Arnold. So now Arnold will bring the basketball into the front court for the Lady Panthers, who lead by 5 with 3:47 to go in the first half. Here's Arnold now over to Streisner. Streisner picks up her dribble. Now she's trying to find somebody to pass it to and finds Arnold. And here's the pass to Ball. Ball on the baseline. Gets it out to Siegler. Siegler now to Streisner. Streisner, top of the key. Here's Arnold. Arnold gets the pass to Siegler. 14-footer, no good. And the rebound put up, no good. And Cabot not able to get the offensive stick back. Here come the Lady Bombers. Husky into the front court. Now to Yates. Yates puts up the shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Brooklyn Streisner. 2:58 to play in the first half. Here's Streisner. Now to Ashlyn Ball. Cross court over to Streisner. Streisner. Jumper on the baseline. Good. Emily Beelin with the jumper. And Mountain Home's going to call a timeout. Let's see if this is a 4 or a 30. This is a 30. Let's go ahead and keep it right here. 2:41 to go in the first half. And this game trying to get away from the Lady Bombers. So Coach Dell Leonard trying to stop the bleeding, per se. And tell you what, the story of this game has been Izzy Arnold. That young lady, very impressed with her. My first time to watch her play. So the team's coming out of the timeout. And Mountain Home will inbound. 2:41 to play here in the first half. Peyton Husky will bring the basketball up into the front court. Husky. Now over to Anna Grace Foreman. Foreman now finds Gilbert. Oh, and they're going to get Gilbert for the travel. And I'm telling you what, the officials are calling this one very tight. Very tight indeed. So now Cabot with an opportunity to build on their 7-point lead. 2:22 to play in the first half. Here's Arnold with the basketball. Now to Beelin, now to Jaina Davis, now to Ashlyn Ball. Now they're going to call a foul on Mountain Home. And Foreman will pick up her first foul. Here's the inbound play to Jaina Davis. That is a 16th foul on Mountain Home. So there'll be some free throw shooting the rest of the half for both teams. Here's Davis. Nice pass to Siegler. Baseline good. Paige Siegler with four off the bench. And it is a 21-12 ball game. 9-point lead for Cabot, their biggest of the game. Here's Husky, and now a foul on the Lady Panthers, and that's going to go on Davis. That'll be her second, and Peyton Husky will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. So this is a big 1-1 for Peyton Husky. First free throw is no good, but the rebound, Foreman puts it up, no good. And Foreman gets it back and cannot get it to fall. Mountain Home struggling from the line, and then Davis puts up the shot, and it's good. 23-12, Cabot with the double-digit lead, 127 to play in the first half. It has been all Lady Panthers so far here in the title game. Husky for three, no good, rebound to Beelen. And the shots are not falling for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Izzy Arnold into the front court. Arnold stops, gets it inside to Beelen. Now back outside. Three-point basket is good by Izzy Arnold. She's got nine, 26-12. This is a 14-point lead for the Lady Panthers. Under 1 minute to play. Husky drives, lays it up. No good, and the rebound comes down the Cabot. Everything going their way, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. 41 seconds to play in the first half. Here's the inbounds play to Izzy Arnold, and she will slowly bring the basketball into the front court. Let's see if Coach Crowder wants Cabot to hold for that final shot of the first half. Arnold with the basketball. Now over to Siegler on the left side. 23 seconds to play. Now over to Arnold, and I think Coach Crowder wants Cabot to hold for that final shot. 15 seconds, 14 seconds. Now here's Ball. Ball looks to drive. Ball puts up the shot. No good. And that's going to be an over and back foul with 6.4 seconds to play. And Siegler will pick up her second foul. So the two teams will go down to the other end for a 1-1 with 6.4 seconds to play. Peyton Husky at the line for a 1-1. Mountain Home trying to get some type of momentum. First free throw good by Husky. There have been a lot of free throws shot in this first half so far. And now Anna Wilson will check back in as Ashlyn Ball will take a seat. 26-13. Husky for the second free throw. It is no good. Rebound Siegler. And here come the Lady Panthers. And here's the jumper. No good. And we come to the end of the first half with your score. Cabot 26 and Mountain Home 13. Let's take a timeout. And when we come back, we'll have some stats and some other information for you right after this. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.